13 years, a little over 13 years. August is our anniversary, and we have three children and a dog.
And they're 7, 5, and 3.
Before we had family at all, and it seemed like a focus clearly was work.
We laugh because we think before we had kids, I don't know what we did. Mm. I think we slept more.
We did sleep a lot.
I think we watched way more TV and definitely went to more sporting events.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like football, so we spent time doing that.
Yeah, wow.
Definitely more sleep.
Sounds pretty good. When we found out Sarah was pregnant, it was obviously joyous, but it was also like, okay, I think even at that point, a little bit of, some of this freedom may have just walked out the door.
Yeah. I think it changes your circle of friends to some degree because you start gravitating more towards either your friends that have kids or they're pregnant too, and got books and started reading and just like, and weren't really sure what we were getting into, but had other friends that made it, so it must have been possible. After Miles was born, I think we were most of all relieved that he was here, he was healthy, it was a boy.
I don't remember it radically changing after Miles was born.
Well, and
it seemed like there was still enough time that he was sleeping a lot, so it just still felt like nothing, my world wasn't rocked at that point.
Yeah, obviously not, because he was gone for about the first 12 or 13 hours of the day. So when he got home, I set myself two goals, that when he got home, my teeth would be brushed and I would have dinner. And that was it. That was all I could accomplish. I would wake up, I was exhausted. I hated that, just the way that I looked, and I felt tired all the time. And you want to feel like you've had this baby, so I'm done with maternity clothes. But that's a lie. I just feel like I was frustrated a lot because I wasn't in control. I wasn't in control of how I dictated my day. I couldn't control if I went to the grocery store or if I did a load of laundry or if I took a bath. I found myself a little bit jealous of Mark, just going, see you in 12 hours. The magnitude of the difference in what my day looked like with this little baby there was unbelievable. I think Mark would get home from a terrible commute and he would be hungry and tired, and then here was this great baby that would not stop screaming. And there would be times that we'd walk outside and just sit on the sidewalk thinking, what in the world is going on here? And then I'd burst into tears.
And,
yeah, I think he blocked it out, or we wouldn't have had more kids, because that was just, it was hard.
You couldn't make the quality time. And it did seem like you'd go days without talking about something meaningful.
Yeah. We used to have, car time together. We would have sitting on the couch watching TV, just a lot of downtime. And it seemed like now that all went away, and it was more of the emergency type conversation. Hey, I need this. Hey, I need you to do that. And I felt like over time it changed my perspective on Mark, that he changed dynamically from the husband to somebody else that was just requiring my time.
Okay, I know what you're thinking. Whoa, heavy. I thought this was supposed to be a fun date night. It is. That's why we interviewed this couple, because their story has a happy ending. You will hear it a little later on. But right now, I want you to stop the track and start me back after you go inside the restaurant and talk about the interview. And remember, if you love Jesus, make him look good and leave a big tip. Guys, how was dinner? Will you be back? Was the food fantastic? Or did you want to find out where I live and hurt me? Trust me, that wouldn't be a good idea. I'm a big man. Here's what you do want to do. Drive to a store that sells small notebooks. Don't call me Captain Random. Trust me, this will make sense later. Together, go in and purchase your spouse a notebook you know they will like. If you don't have pens with you, you'll need to buy a couple of those too. Or, accidentally on purpose, take the cashier's. Now, stop this track and start me back after you get your notebook. What are you going to do with your notebooks? For now, nothing. Earlier, you heard from first-time parents who were blindsided by the whole kid thing. But it doesn't matter how long we've been parents, kids continue to blindside us every day. And to top it off, most kids don't have a clue how great they have it. I mean, come on. We feed them, clothe them, and this is the thing that bugs me the most. Kids can eat anything they want, anytime they want, and think nothing of it. It's great to be a kid. So for the next few minutes, I want you to be a kid again. Here's what I want you to do. Go and get dessert. As you make your selection, think like a kid. Don't worry about all the calories, the fat, the cholesterol. Choose the one you really want. One time won't hurt you. God made taste buds for a reason. Now, this next thing may sound a little lame, but it'll be fun. Trust me. Go to a playground or a park and play. Swing. Go down the slide. Climb on the monkey bars. If you get busted by the police, ask him if he is a parent. If he says yes, simply tell them it's your kids that have driven you to this point of madness. Here are a couple questions to answer as you play. Number one, what is your favorite part of being a parent? And number two, what is your biggest challenge as a parent? Once again, number one, what is your favorite part of being a parent? And number two, what is your biggest challenge as a parent? Now, stop the track and start me back when you're done playing. Now I want you to hear the rest of the interview.
Couldn't make the quality time. And it did seem like you'd go days without talking about something meaningful.
It just felt like somebody wanted something from me all the time. You know, his personality is he likes to stay home. He likes to have that time to just relax and be around the house. And usually my tendency is, well, what's the next activity we can go to or the next party?
She scheduled, you know, with all good intentions, and I probably even said okay in the hurry of the moment. I said, yeah, let's do that. And then all of a sudden the weekend gets here and we got 15 things to do, and I'm like, I'm upset. It was generally speaking, it was me that was going, you know, we are just too busy.
When I have two little ones and they're both at bed, ooh, look at the housework that I can get done, or how can I catch up here? And that will leave Mark watching TV. So he would be frustrated because he's feeling guilty because he's not ironing clothes at 9:30 at night like I was. And all he wanted me to do was just sit down. And I thought, how can I sit down and miss this golden opportunity to do housework? But really, it took some arguments for us to realize that quality time was really for us. And I think we had some really hard conversations about just setting boundaries on our time.
When you have a peaceful moment and you can say, look, you know what, if you rank the top five things that are important to you in your life, if you just make sure that those are loud and clear to each other, then it's so hard to turn away things that are good, because they are good, you know, and it's going to feel bad, but the only way those things make sense is that you realize that, one of the priorities isn't getting done. So you're not getting your quality time with God, you're not getting quality time with each other, you know, and ultimately those two things impact our ability to do all the other stuff we want to do well. So,
right.
And so we are just at the very, very beginning of understanding that, but it's been, it has made it, seems like it's made like the last several years just a little bit more easy to swallow, and we've enjoyed it. We've missed out on some things. I certainly don't remember the things we've missed out on, but I remember all the good stuff.
We're not driving places, and I'm not yelling at you in the driveway.
Yeah,
we've improved on that.
Yeah, argument rate is down.
I told you it had a happy ending, didn't I? Trust me now? Excellent. Here's one of the last things I will ask you to do. You need to find a place to go parking. Yes, I said parking. Go anywhere you want. Maybe a parking lot. Better yet, a church parking lot. Surely they won't care. If they do, pray for them. Because that's not cool. You could even park in your driveway, as long as your kids don't spot you. Now, stop the track and start me back once you are officially parking. Great news. I won't ask you to trust me ever again. But I do want you to take just a few minutes to focus on what it means to trust God. Don't know how you feel about the whole God thing? That's okay. You're not alone. But I will ask you to give this next thing a try. It is now time to use your handy-dandy notebooks. Go ahead and take out your individual notebooks and jot down two things. You ready? Okay, here goes. Number one, God, I thank you for, and you fill in the blank. And number two, God, I need to trust you with, and you fill in the blank. Once again, God, I thank you for. And number two, God, I need to trust you with. Stop the track and start me back after you have written and shared your thoughts with each other. For the next 2 weeks, just 2 to 3 days a week, I want you to do the same thing you just did. jot down, God, I thank you for, and God, I need to trust you with. At the end of the week, share your entries with one another. Some of you men may be thinking this seems a little like keeping a diary, a pink diary with a little gold key. No, it's not like that. But if it helps, draw a chainsaw on the front cover and hide it under the house. Why should you take the short amount of time to do this? Because nothing can help us trust God with the future more than remembering how God has loved us in the past. Oh, that's pretty deep. I'm good. If I had only actually thought of it on my own. And on that note, that's it for me. I trust you two know how to take it from here. I hope you had a great date. Make sure you let us know about your great date story at marriedlifeonline.com/great date. As much as I hate to say it, now you need to stop the track and don't start me back. Oh, yeah.